Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Captain, who's what's now?
He's back.
Yeah, I was actually back last night. For those of you playing along with the home game of Free Talk Live, the captain had fallen ill and missed the
Stardate.
Both the New Year's shows and the greatest Stardate that could have ever possibly been. At least while I'm alive.
Another 100 years, you could make it.
But, you know, Mr. Classic, you were here in my stead, yeah. And you sort of, you know, did the thing for me.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah. You should go back to the tape and listen to it, but we don't have the tape.
It's online over
there. It's online somewhere.
Find the archives over at freetalklive.com. I was back yesterday. It went well. I did make mention of, I'm thankful for Bonnie filling in for me, of course.
Right, right.
Although she said something like, the captain's out sick, so I'm taking over.
I think she had a rumor that you were dead.
So. So right? it's Bonnie's world now. We're all just living in it.
Like Paul McCartney. He's dead.
But, yeah, my apologies to those who expected me to be here. I could not. I'm pretty sure I had the COVIDs.
The cerveza sickness.
Yeah, really? I say that because, like, it was more mild than the first time I had it way back in, you know, whenever this thing kicked off.
Yeah.
And by mild, I mean, like, the symptoms were in a regular order this time. The first time I had the COVID, the symptoms were just wacky. Mm. Like, I got the cough first.
Right.
Then I started sweating. And then I started sneezing. And then, you know, it was just
out of
order.
Did you feel apathetic? That was the biggest, when I had cerveza, it wasn't very bad, but there was just something that just made me lethargic and just apathetic. Like, if I was sitting on the couch and I was thirsty and there was a glass of water right in front of me, I'd be like, I don't know. That's too much work.
Man, that's a lot of effort.
That's a lot of work to get to that.
Reach over and grab that glass of water.
So that was, like, the biggest symptom for me is, like, I just don't feel like doing anything.
I guess there might have been some of that. When I had it the first time, we'll call it Cerveza 1.0, I distinctly remember a period of, I don't want to say hallucination, but where reality and my daydreaming and my sleep dreaming all sort of meshed together.
Good times.
I was telling Richie Rich this and Peakless last night on the show that like I thought something had happened and I was going to text my friend about it. And then it turns out I woke up enough to be like, wait a minute, that didn't actually happen. I just sort of imagined that happening, and I was going to text somebody about it, and then I was like, oh, no, wait, that didn't actually happen.
Yeah.
So this weird, like, lucid dream sort of, you know, thing, that happened to me again this time, but only for, like, a couple of days. It wasn't, like, a four-day stretch or anything like that. There was just a couple of days where I felt, like, really, like, and I slept for, like, 3 days. I just got up to, like, drink water and hit the John or whatever. Yeah.
That's good.
But I've been symptom-free for, you know, I don't know, 4 or 5 days now.
So we're all safe.
Safe.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
You're feeling better now, though.
I am, yes.
I missed all that, of course.
Yes.
But.
Yes. Welcome, Nikki.
Stuck
thank
behind
you.
A plow.
Yes.
We should.
What are we talking about here?
We should, start the show, I guess. Captain's Log, Stardate, what is it? 01072024. 2-4.
2-4.
That's right, everybody. Get used to writing 2-4 now.
2-4.
Instead of 2-3.
I just got used to writing 2-3.
I know.
So.
It's how it goes. You get used to a thing, and then they change it on you, the bastards.
What did you call it? The happy calendar switch date? So the happy
New Year. Happy calendar reset day or something.
Reset day.
Yeah. Let's see. We did Captain's Log. We did the Star Day. In the studio tonight, it's the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And we're gonna do a Sunday show. Yes, we're all back.
And I'm gonna be on vacation.
Well,
for a month.
Okay.
Well, not it'll vacation. I'm traveling for sports.
We have a surprise for all of the Sunday listeners.
Ooh.
We're gonna bring Richie Rich back.
Oh.
In your absence.
Wow.
So he's gonna fill in for you on the Sunday, so we get the.
Yeah, the schedule is like what, like. Just getting mixed up.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we got to switch some hosts around.
Yeah, a little jumbly,
and,
you know,
that kind of thing.
It's all good fun.
You know, none of us, this is not, listeners out there, if you're familiar at all with Free Talk Live, you already know, but those of you who don't, this is not a job for any of us. This is not, like we get, like, a stipend that's supposed to be, like, gas money.
It's basically free.
Maybe buy your dinner.
Volunteer work.
This is, what's the word I'm thinking of? Activism.
Yeah.
Right. This is activism. And so, like, we all have other, you know, ways and means and jobs and things of that nature. So we don't get paid for doing this. This isn't a job for us. We come here and we do this because, well, we believe in the message of freedom. And hopefully you do, too. So we have some stories to get to today. We're lucky enough to have three number two stories.
I know, I saw that.
Hat trick.
Which, you know, I call it the trifecta.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll probably get to maybe one or two of them. I don't know. We'll see what we have. We've got a bunch of other stories, too. And I know you mentioned somebody might be calling in.
Yeah.
I'm curious if they call in. I mean, I have a bunch of questions, but I'm curious to see what happens there. But first, before we get into anything else, If you're a sports type person, I know libertarians are loath to sports ball, hand egg, blah, 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 this kind of thing, but there's an important thing happening, and that is...
Super Bowl?
Wait,
I can't say Super Bowl, I'm sorry.
From Reason.com, America has borrowed $1 trillion since the start of the NFL football season.
And when would that have been?
Oh, okay.
September.
So that's not preseason.
$1 trillion.
One
borrowed.
Trillion with a T.
So this is them borrowing it, not stealing it.
Well, so they're borrowing it from the Federal Reserve.
First they have to borrow it, and then they have to steal it.
And then guess who gets to pay it back?
No one.
Well.
Because we're in several trillion dollars of debt.
Right. Right. So. But the taxes
What's
they collect.
What's another trillion?
The taxes they collect go to pay that and the interest. Mostly the interest. But this article is all about the federal government is borrowing money at a mind-spinning rate, and you can't blame it on the COVID-19 pandemic anymore, says the headline. Here's how fast the federal government is borrowing piles of money. When the national debt hit $33 trillion mid-September, the current National Football League season was already 2 weeks old. You don't have to be a fan of sports to know that football season in America isn't particularly long, excluding the playoffs. Teams play 17 games over the span of 18 weeks. The final games of the season are scheduled to be played this upcoming weekend, a few days after the national debt officially surpassed a new threshold, $34
trillion. Trillion dollars.
According to an announcement made Wednesday morning by the Treasury Department. In other words, don't feel bad about how much money you've probably lost on sports betting and fantasy leagues this year. The federal government has run up a $1 trillion tab in less time, and the next $1 trillion threshold isn't far off.
Geez, you think they put the $1 trillion on the Dallas Cowboys trying to make some money?
Yeah.
Hopefully they make some back.
Sports bet it away. Hey, FanDuel.
Yeah,
FanDuel. We got $1 trillion bet.
Yeah.
the Patriots will make the playoffs.
There's more to say about this, but I suspect this might be... unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
This is Daniel Bonnier from Slate Ridge.
Yes, so this is our guy.
Hey, Daniel. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm curious, Nikki kind of, you know, gave us a brief summary of what you might be calling about. I'm curious, what state are you in?
I'm in the state of Vermont.
So it is Vermont. Okay. I think I may have read. I think I may have read something about you and your situation. But since it's your first time calling in, why don't you go ahead and you know, give our listeners the version? What's going on?
Sure. So once again, my name is Daniel Bonnier. I'm down here in West Paulet, Vermont. West Paulet, Vermont is a small town, about 690 full-time residents in Rutland County. You know, a lot of people ask the landmarks as to geographically where I am. I'm pretty much in between Manchester, Vermont, and Rutland, Vermont, if those are some landmarks that may be a better focal point for people.
Okay.
You know, I've made some national news here, and really what the elevator pitch, the synopsis is with these unbelievable conclusions is that I have this land in the middle of nowhere. You know, just recently some ethical news medias did a Google Earth to really show the perspective of my plot. I have over 30 acres, and there's thousands of acres around me. Mm-hmm. But needless to say, behind me is the largest slate quarry.
Okay.
You know, they mine a very specific color of slate out of there. So in perspective to what I'm doing or what impacts I have on civilization, it's really critical to overemphasize that I'm in the middle of nowhere. To complement that, I'm also at the highest elevation, the highest habitable elevation in my community. So having some of those, you know, focal points and base points already listed, I get this permit. You know, I come up with this idea to build a training facility here under the state. I'm registered as an educational facility under the town. I'm permitted under a school/training facility. So I build this modern, sophisticated, environmentally friendly shooting range.
Mm-hmm. And this is after you already went through all of the state paperwork that they would require, right? Like you did the things that they asked for.
Yes. Correct. Plus a lot more, Nikki. What a lot of people never were privy to is the federal permitting, which was a federal firearms license, you know, a federal destructive device, a federal explosive license. So there was other licensing criteria and qualifications that superseded the state as far as the authenticity of what I was doing. So, and a lot of people look at that doctrine, right? You know, are you local, state, or federally certified? For my particular situation, which I think exacerbated my problem, is that I was so endorsed by the federal government with the appropriate certifications and bonding that, you know, that aggravated the community and ultimately put me in the position I'm in, along with a lot of other scenarios. But, you know, I build this facility. It's completely free. You know, it's a little biased. I'm saying it myself. It's world renowned. You know, you can bring your family, your mother, your daughter, your sister, your children, you know, to come here to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is no prerequisites other than being an American citizen. You know, obviously, because we can't put firearms in hands of non-American or prohibited people. So I make this establishment, right? I make this beautiful place for anyone to come. And that anyone really what set the monotone of my problems, because Paulette, Vermont, whether you know it or believe it, is some of the most racist people on this planet. And I like to say that with confidence because, you know, the diversification and ability for me, you know, collaborating and working with people all over the world, you know, I have a good picture on that, right? You know, so I let these folks come here, you know, people of color, the LGBTQ+, you know, people of the Jewish community, and the list goes on, Asians, you know, Hispanics, blah, 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 blah. That's really when the town started this issue, right? The town, this problem metastasized with my lack of saying, hey, listen, here's a criteria, right? Here's a prerequisite. Here's a condition. And, you know, for me personally, you know, I grew up in New York. You know, everybody in my neighborhood was a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a buffet of people.
Yeah, a melting pot, right?
All a little, right. You know, so I kind of incorporated that ideology coming to Vermont, saying, well, okay, you know, I'm sure I'm going to meet some good old boys, or I'll meet some of this, or I'll meet some of that. Man, oh, man, let me tell you something. This community has been polluted with some of the most evilest people I've ever met in my life, and look what they've done to me. You know, I've made national news losing two very important constitutional rights. My Second Amendment rights, only property in the state of Vermont, in the history of Vermont, having a Supreme Court ban of any firearms to be discharged
really?
On my property.
Wow.
So they did that to your facility after you went through all of the necessary state and federal paperwork, jumped
that
through all of their hoops.
That is correct.
And you're suspecting is because the locals didn't like that you were bringing in, you know, some diversity into the area, you know, people of color going to your shooting range. You're suspecting the locals didn't like that, and they targeted you for this reason.
Correct. You can see me on December 16th, 2019, where I call out one of our select board members,
mm-hmm.
right? Fox News was in the audience there that day. And Edgar Cleveland, he goes by Ed Cleveland, he said on record, yes, I go to Ku Klux Klan meetings against you and your kind.
Jeez.
So,
wow.
He said that on the record?
Wow.
That's right? Bold
you
these
can
days.
You can Google it. So the issue for me was, guys and ladies, is that, you know, I had this establishment. It was already permitted. I had already said to people, you know, through the grapevine, you know, there was no commerce, so there wasn't, like, advertising. You know, it was just, you know, people could read my Facebook page
yeah.
and say, hey, listen, can we come? I'm going to bring my mother. I'm going to bring my sister. I'm going to ride in with my horses. Do you have water? Mm-hmm. You know, blah, 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 blah. And we build this beautiful facility and present this embracing environment for people, okay, to come of all ages, all creeds, all colors, all sexual preferences, and then, bam, the pressure came on. And the pressure came on originally by, they call it the Warren Switch Klan. They're a Ku Klux Klan chapter. They're an offshoot of these radical, you know, hatred people, believe it or not. But they're also anti-gun. If you think a little bit more further into their ideologies, you know, when you think about someone coming to lynch you or beat you up or something, you'd think they'd bring a gun,
mm-hmm.
but these folks bring like a pitchfork and a potato hoe. But, you know, they mustered the energy. They facilitated the collaboration with local state officials to really embrace this anti-gun movement. And they've been extremely successful. You know, my property was demolished in June, the first week of June.
Wow.
With the court order. I had to remove all my buildings.
Yeah.
All of the shooting stuff. You know, there was the threat of arrest. There was an arrest warrant out for me then, as there is now. And now there's another arrest warrant out, and now they're attacking my agriculture. You know, I have over 250 animals here that necessitate a complex you know, farming agricultural protocol, you know,
sure.
feeding them, housing them, you know, et cetera, and now the town has attacked that in their latest motions to
wow.
remove my grain silo, my chicken coop, my goat milking parlor, and other infrastructures that are heavily predicated on this agricultural farming model.
So what's your timeline to move to New Hampshire? Do you have a timeline for that?
You know, people send me emails. I get very with people that say they'll bankroll the move, the you know, the infrastructure rebuilding. You know, I recently said this on a podcast out west right before Christmas. You know, when I came to buy this property, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I looked at it and I said, after looking at many, many different pieces of property throughout the tri-state area, you know, the focal points were either A, lackadaisical gun laws, okay, I'm just being completely transparent,
yeah, yeah.
or states that really embrace, you know, a Second Amendment respect. You know, they respected the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
So you know, when I found this property, I looked at the topography, I looked at the elevation changes, you know, I looked at all the dynamics of how I could literally produce a place that I could say, hey, listen, EPA, you know, anyone from the state, all of the embracing law enforcement communities that used to come and shoot and train here, I could say, listen, unequivocally, if you discharge a firearm on my land, unequivocally, your projectile will be embraced somewhere within my 30 acres.
Right, yeah.
And that's a very difficult thing to say for any other firearms venue anywhere in the United States.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I, you know, I produced this place. You know, I feel that, you know, I really did walk on eggshells in the beginning. You know, there's a couple of families. The one, the most notable that's in the news frequently, the Hewlett family, you know, the largest affluent and, you know, economically viable family member, Mr. Richard Hewlett in the community here. You know, they embraced a conquer and control ideology for over, you know, several hundreds of years of, you know, controlling the community, controlling who is in the community, controlling the commerce in the community. And, you know, I unfortunately came up against these folks, and they've been successful since 1837. You know, the community has really boasted with propaganda of this pro-white, you know, pure white community. Wow. And, listen, no, I don't think I'm going to, I don't think I'm going to co-align with you folks. And that has really put me in the particular situation I'm in now.
This sounds horrifying, and I can't even imagine, like, the price tag that you've had to foot to battle all of this thing. Like we talk on Free Talk Live all the time about the evils of the state and how, like, they don't even have to, like, win, right? They can just outspend you.
They just tie you up in court.
Yeah, tie you up in court until you're out of money, and then, oh, what are you going to do, you know?
So what has really exacerbated my particular problem is what my attorneys and I frequently speak about on the record and to, you know, different credible organizations like yourself or, you know, other pro-gun communities or pro-constitutionalists is that on the record, it's really imperative that people focus on something that I'm about to tell you. And it's what we call the triangulation. So in my particular situation, if I can get your undivided attention, because this really should resonate as to how I'm failing. The town attorney, Ms. Merrill Benn, she is representing the town. You know, she's a heavy anti-gun person.
Hey, Daniel, you know, I know you want us to pay attention. We're coming up. We got to do a thing. Can you hang on?
Yes.
All right, we're going to keep you over. I'm just going to put you on hold. Stay right where you are. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, we've got more with Daniel and Slate Ridge and what's going on with him and the state. It's Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition, 603-283-6160.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News. update. This Sunday, let it snow. The Northeast getting its first snow of the season. Hagerstown, Maryland, parts of New Jersey, and farther north in Boston all getting hit. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain and snow to New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get at least 6 inches of snow.
In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in and listening to tonight's program. The telephone number, if you would like to comment, is 603-283-6160. We've been talking with Daniel Benai. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He owns a 30-acre parcel of land in Vermont and has... put up some stuff, some shooting ranges, that type of thing. I've been inviting people to come and, learn about firearms and, And he's got a bit of a homestead going on as well, so he's got some animals out there farming, agriculture.
I mean, yeah, it sounds great. And actually, he sounds a lot like someplace I know in New Hampshire.
Right.
You know?
And so we're going to continue talking to him, but in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Let's go ahead and bring Daniel back online now. I hope I didn't butcher your last name, Daniel.
No, it's okay. It's pronounced Bonnier.
Bonnier. Okay, great. Thank you so much. So you were about to reveal to us, and you even went to the extent of saying, I need everybody to pay close attention, and then we had to go to commercial. So go ahead and start over.
No worries. So this is the Trojan horse. Like, this is the triangulation that... what has really embraced the totality and the sincerity of this is that while people are doing more research as the years have been going on, they're beginning to see how I've been in such a failing position in the state. So the town attorney, Mrs. Merrill Bent, you know, she represents the town and their efforts in destroying me, you know, removing me from the property, foreclosing on the land, removing me from the state, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
Now, her law partner, Rob Wellington, he is the executive at Vermont Digger.
Wait, he's the Vermont executive Digger. For what? We lost you there for a sec.
He's the executive of Vermont Digger, their corporation.
Okay.
And what is Vermont Digger?
Vermont Digger is the largest, you know, I'm not giving them compliments or kudos, but they're the largest publication in the state of Vermont.
Oh. Okay.
And they have been hell-bent on destroying me with their publication. So let's just take a step back and look at this, right? So Merrill Bent, Mrs. Bent, she takes, you know, client-protected information, gives it to Rob. Rob disseminates it through the Vermont Digger publications,
okay.
Whether it be in print, whether it be online, whether it be audio, video, et cetera, okay? And then her child father, Jared Bianchi, is the assistant attorney general in the state of Vermont.
Okay.
So if that doesn't prick the hairs up on the back of your neck, they've controlled the media and they've controlled the constitutional amendments that I would be privy to. Triangulation.
Okay. There's something odd going on with your phone. Like when you start a sentence, every first word is a little quiet. I'm wondering if you're on like a Bluetooth headset or something.
Yeah. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. That's great. Thanks.
Okay.
So I was during the break, I was telling Nikki that I saw some video of you at what I can only call like a town hall type of hearing where you like went in front of, you know, the officials, you know, they're in Vermont or wherever. And I remember going, wow, this guy's getting the shaft. Can you, you know, shed any light on that?
Sure. So basically my town board, I exposed several years ago, favoritism, nepotism, and corruption. They didn't know what the word nepotism meant. So I took the time to really educate them.
Okay.
What I have felt and many of their own constituents that didn't know is that when you have a five panel select board, I mean, it's not select men because we have a female now. So it's select board members.
Sure.
But when you have at one end of the table, an employer, business partner at the other end of the table, that's favoritism. When you have a father and a son, that's nepotism.
Right.
So when you look at votes or positions in which the town would go into an executive session or go into some means of yaying or naying my existence in the community, it's very corrupt because you have favoritism and nepotism.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the problem when we're kind of handing over power to these elected, quote unquote, officials, because this is usually how it is. Like, this isn't unique to Vermont. I'm sure this is happening almost everywhere
right.
in these situations. And people are, like Captain said, getting shafted, and their freedoms are
right.
being taken away. And even in this case, where Daniel did everything right, you know, like yeah. he jumped through all
signed
the
signed all the paperwork,
right.
paid all
did
the
all,
fees, kept
yeah.
the licensing.
And they still had the power because they're essentially, you know, monopolizing and controlling everything in this area. They had the power to take away his rights and his freedoms.
But do you think that four out of those five board members should recuse themselves because of conflict of interest?
Sure. We've asked that in a number of different hearings, and their rebuttals are, first, they overemphasize that they're a quasi, you know, they're a quasi branch. You know, they're a quasi type of group of individuals.
Okay.
So they'll mutter that
board?
Immediately.
The select board is quasi?
Well, that's what they'll say. That is on record that their go-to is that, you know, we're a quasi group. Then the second thing they'll say is that we're a small community. It's impossible to not have some bias, but we're professionals and we would not behave inappropriately.
Yeah,
and
wow.
I've asked a number of times for many different levels of whether I'm in front of the select board or the developmental review board or the civil authority, the civil justice authority. you know, please, folks, you know, you're by the desire to eradicate me, to eliminate my constitutional rights, is heavily predicated and authenticated by corruption and favoritism and nepotism. That's actually my documentary. I'm filming a documentary now, and that's what it's really based upon. But they'll just say no and then continue, you know, profound votes against me. I mean, listen, guys and gals, I've lost, you know, across the board. I mean, I overemphasize to people how dangerous the precedent has been set in Vermont.
Yeah.
You know, heavy, heavy Republican people, even libertarians, you know, many different groups have said, listen, we may not like this guy, right? We may not like that he likes guns or that he lets, you know, every type of person come on his land. Okay. But he got a permit in 2016, and in 2021, they voided it and told him to take the buildings down.
Yeah, like, it just doesn't seem like that should be a lot. I'm just having a hard time even understanding how they can just revoke your permit and tell you you have to...
And take your buildings down.
Yeah, like, that's insane.
But, you know, it's not difficult to understand. Like, when you look at Judge Durkin's writings, you know, this is another judge that is, you know, I think we've tried to get him recused two times. He has said some really eccentric stuff about me.
He's quasi.
On the record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's labeled me as a boy. You know, he said, listen here, son. And, you know, it's constituted a very tumultuous and toxic environment to litigate, you know, some proceedings against me when you behave so biasly. But on the 2021's decree, he said on page 17, paragraph 3, the last line, while Mr. Barnier had a valid building permit, I voided it. That's a very, very difficult to swallow.
Yeah, and also, like, why?
And how? I just don't get like, how you, that's even...
Once you have the permit, nothing. That should be it, right?
And I think that when we look at historically, whether you're in Vermont, Connecticut, Massachusetts, California, it doesn't really make a difference.
Yeah.
The whole process of speaking to your town officials, speaking to the authoritarians within your town, and within the scope of their, you know, abilities, their professionalism, right? I spoke to the zoning administrator. He came out. I told him my plans, filled out the paperwork, paid the fee, and he stamped me good to go. You know, there's been a mockery about that, you know, in the Vermont State Supreme Court when we went for remand and then we ultimately appealed it. Five justices in Vermont said, well, Mr. Barnier should have known that the zoning administrator did not have the authority to approve his permit.
What? How? Why would you have
would
known
you
that?
Have known that? And also, like, who would have the authority other than them?
Yeah.
You know, and the comical relief of that is that I didn't say to the guy, let me see your ID. I went to his office. It said zoning administrator. I knocked. Yeah. He let me come in. We filled out some paperwork. I escorted him to my land, and we did what was necessary.
Right.
What other authentication should I have done?
Yeah, is
there a zoning board of appeals that you could have? I'm sure you've taken every legal avenue.
Yeah, unfortunately, in the state of Vermont, when that happens, then you go to this ridiculous branch, which has been really, you know, made fun of across the country, this environmental court. There's only two judges for the entire state. But when you want to appeal or refute any of these types of proceedings or, you know, permit retractions, which I'm the first one, you would have to go through the environmental division of the Vermont State Supreme Court.
Good luck with that, huh?
Well,
so again, what is your timeline to move to New Hampshire? I'm saying that jokingly, but kind of seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be any better here. I don't know. Maybe.
You know, I've been in New Hampshire. I have a lot of friends that, you know, end up retiring and going there. I looked at New Hampshire when I was in the infinite stages of building Slate Ridge.
Sure.
And, you know, I really think unequivocally, and even the professional gun tacticians or sportsmen or whomever, you know, would come here, they'd be like, listen, Daniel, I go to an indoor range. I can only shoot in one direction. I can't shoot from my holster. you know, there is, you know, there's a tremendous amount of liability if I make a mistake. And training is about making mistakes, guys.
Right, right.
So coming to an environment such as my personal property, which is protected under the Constitution, and saying, hey, listen, you know, whomever you are, come here and embrace the land to utilize it to its fullest capacity, has now been taken away from me. You know, there's an active warrant out for me now, again. I think that's how Nikki found me,
yeah.
Because I'm in court in the newest opposition here that they want to destroy my agriculture. And in order to destroy the agriculture, it's a double-edged sword, because if they take away all of the things that are required statutorily, housing, food, water, et cetera, yeah, then I'll be committing another crime that I'm just not willing to do.
Right, right.
And why? So how did that all come up? Because this has been going on, you said, since 2016, and now fast forward to present,
yes,
day. Now they're targeting. So you know, you stopped your gun range that you had going on.
Took down
there,
your structures, right, yeah, all that kind of thing.
And then now they're targeting your farm. What's up with that? How did that come about?
Yeah, I can tell you. I can tell you specifically. In 2022, Judge Durkin wrote a 100-page decision, but I'm going to spare you the boring things about it. But what he did was he looked at each structure, and I'm going to reference them citing specifically my court documents. He looked at the chicken coop that I have, because we have over 150, maybe 200 birds here.
Okay.
He looked at the chicken coop and said in his legal decision, on Mr. Barnier's chicken coop, I see a lantern that has similar architectural value as the lanterns that were on the school / training building.
So?
Therefore, the chicken coop is directly related to shooting, and I must purge it from the property.
What? Is that a joke? Oh. I mean, are you kidding?
That is ridiculous.
So basically, same person, same judge, that was attacking you before. So clearly they just have, I mean, like, that's ridiculous. So clearly they have something against you, and they're just making up a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
To try to
comical signs, you know, funerals by Kubota, security by Winchester.
Yeah.
You ever seen those funny signs?
Yes.
Okay. My goat milking parlor, we had one of those signs on the front of there, right? It was a 6x9 sign.
They didn't find that
this
from you.
This judge, he zoomed in on this picture and quoted a Stephen King paragraph out of one of his books that he reads, and says that because that sign was on the goat milking parlor, that the goat milking parlor was directly involved in shooting related activities.
Wow.
Those evil goats.
I mean,
wow.
But the thing is, like, I could have in any state, like if I'm in Massachusetts, right, and I can't have guns there, if I had some sort of, like a goat milking parlor, and I had any sort of like a picture of an AR-15 or
Free Talk Live bumper sticker,
and yeah, anything like that. You can have whatever wall hangings you want. You can have whatever decorative things you want.
Right.
That doesn't, just because I have a picture of an AR-15, and AR-15s are illegal.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have a license in Massachusetts, I mean, that doesn't.
Yeah, doesn't
the goats
make
are accomplices.
Sense.
Yeah.
He's,
yeah.
Obviously, he's getting railroaded. Daniel, you mentioned, I just want to circle back a little bit. You mentioned you're filming a documentary. Do you have a title for that yet?
You can't say it on the air.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's part of it, but we're very near to completing it. You know, I like to tell people that it probably won't have a huge entertainment value, because all I'm doing is trying to win back my credibility,
right,
from these rag news medias that have reported, you know, really ridiculous and erroneous statements about me. But it's not surprising, because this is, you know, a fundamental fact of what I believe. I always knew I was going to have a little bit of anti-gun pushback, right? I mean, it's not my first rodeo. I'm 55 years old. I've been all over the country, all over the world shooting guns.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's always a little tiff everywhere you go. I never thought in a million years this would metastasize into such a problem of such a group, or such a small group of people that hate the Second Amendment, and they'll do anything to get rid of guns. And that's really what is the precedent down here, right? You know, maybe, you know, we could have won on a different platform. You know, we're in the Second Circuit, United States federal court, Second Circuit in Manhattan now, which, you know, we should be able to prevail on a First Amendment violation. You know, they made me take down the school. You know, I could have repurposed the school into a church, Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, you know, anything.
Right.
Grannies crocheting. So, you know,
vaccine clinic, they'd probably go with that.
Yeah, vaccine clinic. You know, my LGBTQ groups that come here, they've had 100 different ideas for it. You know, so there's a huge hit there. Yeah. And then the Second Amendment, obviously barring and prohibiting any type of discharging of firearms on 541 Briar Hill Road is lunacy. It's really ridiculous.
Is there a place that our listeners can go to, like a website or something, to find out more, to show their support, or to, you know, assist you in any way?
Sure. The only thing we have right now is we have a Give, Send, Go platform out there.
Sure.
You know, we have other, you know, social media platforms. I can say this for you and your listeners, this recent warning, I think Nikki saw it, right? Wanted. They put these new wanted posters up about me.
Oh,
I think all the way from the governor down to the local police that are trying to get, you know, their 5 minutes of fame or get on this popularity about my case, it's backfiring. Because if there is 1,000 comments, 998 are positive for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it was interesting because I recently quoted something. You know, a month ago, Fox News did something, and it was 2.3 million views and 610,000 positive comments. Vermont is only like 700,000 residents. So, you know, the size of Vermont really basically was supporting me in the sense of, hey, listen, this is fair, right? This is, you know, this is morally, legally, ethically aligned with what our freedoms stand for.
I found a link to a Give, Send, Go that says Stand with Slate Ridge. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. That's us. Yes, sir.
I will attempt to publish this to the Free Talk Live social media, so all of our listeners who are listening, as long as they subscribe to our social media, they can find a link to that. We're bumping up against the top of the hour here.
Yes.
So I want to just, you know, make sure that people understand the depth of this, because we've only, you know, barely scratched the surface of your situation. But I certainly encourage you to continue to call this show really whenever you want to. I mean, Nikki and I are here on Sundays, so if you want to call on Sundays, okay, that's fine. It's always 7 to 10 p.m. The phones are always open. You know, I want to encourage you to keep us and our listeners updated on this, because this sucks, man. I mean, it reminds me a little bit of, you know, sort of what happened in Granby, Colorado. You know, the way the town came together, like, just with a vengeance against one man. And,
yes,
like, none of this should be happening to you, man. This is crap, in my opinion.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys' support. I appreciate you giving me the platform. Like, Nikki reached out, and I'm so grateful to her for this. You know, I think she was able to see some of the tomfoolery with these folks that are muttering and regurgitating rhetoric that is completely, you know, but that is something I learned too, that, you know, I guess in closing, this, people are like, Dan, you got to suck it up. It's, you know, small community, good old boys. But another, you know, caveat to that is this closed and small minded, people that just completely forget that, hey, listen, we may not like this guy. We may not like the story. We may not like guns, or he's letting all these folks come that we don't necessarily agree with. But it's a component of our constitutional rights that if they take a little bit away from me, they'll take a little bit away from you guys.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it starts.
Yeah. And I commend you for standing up for yourself and for your rights, because this isn't just about you and your situation.
No.
I mean, they could do this to anyone, you know, and this is about defending everyone's rights. And you're fighting the good fight, and I commend you for that, because I know, I can imagine that it is not easy. I mean, they've been targeting you for years. I mean, that's crazy. And what I saw on Facebook, I mean, I didn't really understand the whole situation, and even what you've just shed light on in this past hour or so has been really, it's so much worse than I could even thought.
While you've been telling us your situation, Daniel. I've just been kind of scrolling through articles that, you know, I hit the search engine and I just, it's amazing. Oh my gosh. Like I feel so bad for you, man. But also too, like, I respect what you're doing. Like Nikki said, standing up, like there's not enough people standing up, in this day and age. And so I commend you and respect you for just standing up, because if you stand up, that means somebody else isn't going to be afraid to stand up at some point in their life. And I encourage that.
Thank you. Thank you. It means a lot to me. You know, I my attorneys are always like, somehow you want to settle? And I'm like, no, I really don't. Because what has happened to me has happened to other people. You know, I have some terrible stories that I could, you know, the next time I call in, I could share with you. But this town has been notorious for literally ethically, religiously, socially cleansing people out of here. And let me be completely frank with you. If there was some type of forum or venue, I could have saw this before I came here. Mm-hmm. I would have never moved here, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, when you buy a property, you look at the taxes, you look at the school district, you look at the crime rate. If there was another category of how racist the people are in your community, and there was a denomination or a percentage, and it was high, I wouldn't have come here. But no, I'm not going to quit. You know, I want your audience and yourselves to know that I'm going to keep fighting. You know, yeah, it's kind of childish. I'm on the lam right now, like they're saying, hiding and, you know, avoiding arrest. But, you know, behind the scenes, we're working very, very diligently with some of the best legal scholars, the legal academia, and other scholastic people to really bring this complicated mess into a one paragraph, you know, say all to say, listen, here's what the Constitution says, and here's what the town took away from this guy that was constitutionally applicable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would run for first selectman. See what, give them a taste of their own medicine. Huh? I'm sorry, select board person.
Daniel Bonnier, thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate you. Feel free to call us again and keep us updated as things occur, because I am very keen to keep up on this story. Thank you so much. 603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to opine on this situation. If you have, you know, any perspective or familiarity with this, feel free to call. We've got more Free Talk Live on the way, including our number two stories.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.